Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, let's get you updated on all the big stories this morning. This product I saw floating around on the socials yesterday, and I thought it was a joke at first, but I guess it's not. Apple has announced a new accessory called the iPhone Pocket, which is part sock, part fashion accessory, I guess.
I saw it.
Part ridiculous.
It's dumb.
It's dumb.
It
it's an iPhone-sized knitted pouch that you can sling around your shoulder, hang it on your arm, or wrap it around your waist. It looks like a purse, kind of. Mini purse.
Have you seen it, Josh?
I have seen versions of it, not the official eye socket thing.
I mean, the eye socket. Yeah.
Well, and essentially, it looks like a lanyard, like one of the lanyards that
you'd
put, like the clear lanyards you'd put your phone in if you're going to a concert or something.
But it looks like something grandma made
but
for you.
But it is. It's like crocheted, and it's like a strap, like you would almost have like a messenger bag with a purse.
Yeah, so, it looks like a mail, like
a merce.
A teeny tiny
merce.
Yes.
But the price is what's crazy.
So they say you can do this without having to put your phone in your purse, a backpack, or a pants pocket. It's more convenient as it's slung around your neck there. But yes, Katie alluded to this. The small strap is $150. The large one is $230.
It's dumb.
So Apple's gotten to the point where they know they can sell literally anything and people will buy it now.
That's like if I see someone walking around with one of these things, I'm gonna be like, do you just have money that you want to throw away? Because I'll take it. I'll take it and I'll put it to good use.
All sorts of colors. They come in lemon and mandarin and purple and pink and peacock and sapphire and cinnamon and black.
It makes me like irritated.
Give me
because
the
it's
cinnamon
like,
one.
Apple already takes so much of our money for a product that I feel like could be a lot better.
I don't want to poo poo this.
Why don't you want to poo poo it? You don't want to poo poo it?
I decided on a whim when I got my phone to get the biggest phone that they carry.
Yeah.
This is the whatever plus upsize XL, whatever. This thing's a pain in the butt to carry around. It's too big. I don't like putting it in my back pocket sometimes. It's hard to carry at the gym. So I might want one of these little slings.
You?
I might.
I will hit you in the face.
I might, and I might love it.
You are the last person I would think to get one of these.
Oh, I'm going
to
get it.
Because you have to carry it around with you. People are going to see your little purse pocket. They're going to make fun of you.
I'm going to be totally hitting
it. It's the dumbest looking thing.
It's not.
It's
in cinnamon, thank you.
I encourage somebody who is very good at crocheting to just start your own line. Charge $30 for it.
Get grandma to make you one.
Undermine them.
Cash. Do it. Because, again, people will buy it. I don't think it's the worst idea. I just think it's Apple charging people this much money. Does it have charging capabilities?
I don't care.
What does it do?
I'm going to get one for my phone, and I'm going to have a sling another one on the side, and I'll have a Snickers bar.
Your snack? Your
$150 beef jerky in there.
Snack carrier.
Why not?
So we're giving away designer purses. I would much rather go get a new Coach bag. I would much rather get a new Dooney.
Why are you hating
page.
On Apple?
I would much rather win a designer bag with Mix 100.
Why are you hating on crocheted things?
Because it's dumb. Sorry. It got me a little heated.
iPhone
there.
Pockets will show up at select Apple stores and Apple.com beginning tomorrow.
Tell me, is one person going to buy this? Text me and
tell
me.
Many people are going to buy this.
I might get it in Mandarin and I might get it in cinnamon.
691-1649.
Or peacock. What color is peacock?
I don't know.
That's going to be like a
multi,
blue.
Like a
right?
blue, probably.
Blue, purple.
Yeah. I like that one. I'm going to get a peacock one.
Yeah, I'm just saying, whoever can crochet out there, make some money off this.
Yeah, my mom can crochet, so
go.
Maybe I'll have her make me a crocheted hip pack while she's at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she
$230 for that though.
I don't know. It's maybe soft fabric. I don't know.
It's stretchy.
We can call it Do Danny's, right?
No.
Yeah. Why not? No. We'll workshop the name. But
Do Danny's.
Yeah, like Do Danny's instead of Apple.
Oh,
like,
Do
Danny's.
An I Danny.
Hi, Danny. There we go. That's way better. See?
You puzzled it out.
Do Danny.
I was like, I don't like Do Danny. I don't like that.
All right.
Oh,
hi, Danny it is.
I'm uncomfortable. There's a story going out this morning talking about Elon Musk. And in the future, they are basically saying that he's going to become a trillionaire, you guys. Potentially the first trillionaire on the planet. So I love this list out talking about everything he could buy as a trillionaire. Josh, you'll like this. He could buy 1,428 Shohei Ohtanis because they're paying him $700 million a year.
That's
over 10 years. They did the math. 1,400 Shohei Ohtani.
That is insane.
Wow. He could go out and buy every single car sold in the United States this year. The Starbucks CEO, he could buy 10,000 of those with their salary that they're making. 333 skyscrapers. Jeff Bezos just made that big old Mac Daddy yacht.
Yeah.
Elon could buy 2,000 of them.
Jeez.
What else? He could buy Switzerland. He could buy every house in Hawaii. Every house in Hawaii. They say he could buy Coca-Cola, the company, and give everybody a 12-pack of Coke.
Oh, that's
everybody
like that one.
On Earth, a 12-pack of Coke. He could also plunk down money and buy Toyota, Volkswagen, Hyundai, Ford, GM, and Fiat and Chrysler. I don't think that would be all of them at once, but he could buy any
that's
of them.
Insane.
Okay.
And then he could buy ExxonMobil, Chevron, and ConocoPhillips.
He
again,
should.
I don't know. Is that all of them? Or one.
Give
it's
got to
be
money.
All. A he trillion should. Dollars.
He could hand everybody in the United States $2,923.
That's nothing.
It's not that much.
Yeah. Honestly, the real question, how many eye Dannys could he buy?
I don't know.
Lots,
do math,
right?
Dude. 250 divided by the trillion.
That's a lot.
I don't want
lot.
To. That's
he could
a
buy
lot
a lot of eye Dannys.
A lot of
okay.
Dannys. Oh, my gosh.
Anything else I want to tell you? Oh, speaking of cash money, I got to give you this story because I love Bob Ross. Three Bob Ross paintings sold for more than $600,000 at some auction in Los Angeles on Tuesday. They thought that each painting was going to go for about $50,000, but $600K for some happy little trees and a happy little cabin and a happy little stream.
I love him.
Can I tell you some of my most favorite AI videos going around right now are the ones of Bob Ross? Like in wrestling matches and yelling and cussing and fighting Mr. Rogers and... They're really, really good. They're
I like
really
the one. So I've seen those versions of Bob Ross AI videos, but he's playing video games, and it's like a first-person shooter or whatever, and he'll like, you know.
Oh, he's a happy little headshot.
That's what he does. He's like, happy little headshot, and he's like, we're going to paint that sky blood red.
It's so bad. It's such so a guy good. Thing.
This
so
is what funny. AI is meant.
This is
what. Can you got some sports stuff?
I do, yes. Avalanche captain Gabe Landeskog last two nights ago now scored his first goal, regular season goal, in 3 years.
Since
we all
he
know,
came back, yeah.
We all know that he is coming back from
well,
that major knee surgery. Yes. And it's really cool to see him actually, you know, being able to participate in the NHL after going what he went through for 3 years. But he had an interview last night with NHL Network where it was over Zoom, and it's so funny because you think of all these major high profile athletes as just like, you know, the perfect lives. They don't have anything interrupting them. And yet at the same time, he's a dad. He's human. He has kids. This Zoom call takes place in his office, and he is so cutely interrupted by his daughter.
Erica's my daughter's. Yes. You want to say hi?
Lukey wants to go in the pool.
Okay, sweetie. One second. I'm just doing an interview.
Love
I'll
it.
See you in a
minute. Love it. It's real life.
Hey, kiddos, I need you guys outside. Guys, I need you guys outside, please. Thank you. I'll be right there. Are we recording this?
We're live, buddy. We're good, though.
This is great.
This is great. We love seeing you. You know, yeah, you're out in the wild right now, you know?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's any parent out there can relate.
Hey, 100%.
Yeah, very like relatable it. When your kids come wandering in and want to get in the pool.
Okay. No, but it's relatable. You didn't grow up with a pool. That's weird. I did. It's very relatable to have your kids interrupt you. Like that dad snap, when I heard him snap, yeah. I was like, hey,
Ow.
Kids. That's
right.
When the kids listen. Ow. They go, oh, okay, all right, sure, this is a big deal. And
yeah.
I think that's so cute.
Super
it's
cute.
Avs captain Gabe Landeskog. We all love him.
We'll play in the pool.
Go Avs, go. They play tonight. Watch the game.
Boom. Katie,
let's
what you go. Got?
Okay, so this is good news for folks who are heading out to DIA. They're going to build a new travel center out there. And here's the thing is people who are familiar with like the East Coast and the way that their rest stops are set up, it's so much smarter than what we have. It really is. And this kind of reminds me of it. So the new pit stop's called Elevate. They're saying it's going to make it easier for like the pickups out at the airport and the pit stops and whatnot. But it's going to have a public cell phone lot, a gas station, EV charging stations, restaurant, and other amenities all in the travel center. So
amenities?
Amenities. This was that right?
You said anemones. Mm. Like
oh,
what's
like
in the ocean?
Finding Nemo. Anemone.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so like if you are familiar with being out east, like this is what they have like on their highways. Their rest stops are like this. So the Big Apple, if you know what I'm talking
they're
about.
They're much better.
And they're much
yeah.
better. And they have all of these things in one location instead of you getting off an exit and having to go left for this restaurant and right
all
for
right.
the gas station. Like everything everything is in one stop. And I love it. So
soup's convenient.
They are going to, yeah. So this is going to start up summer of 2026. So they're working on it and hopefully they'll have it all up and running. I am hoping that this is going to be the first of many travel centers in Colorado, because I really did love these things. When I went to New York over the summer, that's one thing where I was like, why don't we have these? Is there a law that we can't have travel centers in Colorado? So maybe now we will see more of these, hopefully on our way up into the mountains. Like, that's
I-70 yeah.
have some of these travel centers
they
up
should,
in
yeah.
the pit stops.
Especially when it's gridlocked.
Genius, exactly. And then this one up in the mountains again, police in Pagosa Springs looking for a suspect who walked over freshly poured concrete.
What?
I know. It's a silly story, but workers were putting in the fresh stuff in front of the library theater there, and then they actually have a picture of somebody who walked right over it. And you see
easy to find
the
guy.
Footprints. They ruined everything.
And like, they got concrete all over their shoes.
And that's what I was thinking. Just look for somebody who has concrete all over their soles. But this honestly caused $10,000 worth of damage up there, because they said, they came out and they were like, now we have to demo all of the sidewalk we just put in. Then we have to re-put the sidewalk in, and we still have to pay for labor. Like, this doesn't cancel out the labor. So, yeah, $10,000 is what this is going to cost the city of Pagosa Springs. And they're still looking for that cement concrete caper, as we called it. So
the concrete caper.
The concrete caper.
You see those Ring videos where people are out, like, pouring gigantic, beautiful new driveways at their house, and, like, their golden retriever will see somebody and come running out the front door and just run right through the driveway.
Yeah, because again, that's gonna ruin everything. So that's kind of what happened here.
Put Old Yeller down.
Pagosa Springs.
God, that escalated.
If you know that person, by the way, they're still looking for him.
Okay,
so give
I don't know him.
A heads
can't
up.
Turn him in.
Heavy walker.
I know. You may hear him.
It's solidified now.
You want to do one more?
Sure, yeah, let's go Broncos, right? Because
yes.
we sure do love our team. In fact, we are the third most positive fan base in the league. So it's like when it comes to the social stuff that we post on social media, we say some really nice things about our squad. So the majority of it is it positive, so that gave us the third place ranking in the contest.
I like that.
We are the third most positive team fan base in the league.
Nuggets
I can
and Broncos.
See that. Every, day that they play, every Sunday, I guess, or Thursday, whatever. And they're out there, the news crews, and they're talking to the fans. Like, everybody who goes to the Broncos games are so happy.
Yeah.
And they're so cheerful. And they're so positive.
Well, especially right now.
It's been a decade of
losing.
Right
now.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's it. When you have those bad
Even when we're down,
years,
though, I feel like.
We are a pretty positive team. But I think it's because we've had all those down years in sports as a whole. I mean, our state has taken some beatings. And so when things are going well, we tend to be very optimistic. We're only second and first. Second is the Cardinals. First is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So
the Cardinals are the most positive?
I know. That's what I
Like 2-5 right now.
Cardinals number 2, Tampa Bay number 1. So there you go. But Broncos number 3, that's a solid ranking.
We're number 3.
Woo!
Right on. There you go, guys. There's your hype.